USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. One person is dead, four are hospitalized, and a massive manhunt has been in operation in the Midtown area of Atlanta after police say a man with a pistol walked into a medical building and started shooting. NBC correspondent Katie Beck has been watching police do their work.
We just saw that for the first time some traffic start to move in this area, which has been unusual for the past 2 hours. This has been basically a great search scene. Several different agencies from the air and from the ground just combing this area. We've seen SWAT team members walking by with rifles drawn, and we've seen people told get back in the building and secure and lock away.
Police have been clearing high-rise buildings floor by floor as they search for the gunman. Again, it's one dead, four hospitalized after a shooting in Atlanta's Midtown section. $5 million is the bond set for Francisco Oropeza, the man captured last night after a four-day manhunt in southeast Texas. Oropeza's longtime partner is also in custody, accused of helping him while on the run. Oropeza is accused of killing five neighbors Friday night after he was asked to stop shooting his gun in his front yard. Ukraine's president says his country was not behind what Russia claims was a drone attack on the Kremlin intended to kill Vladimir Putin.
We don't attack Putin or Moscow. We fight on our territory. We are defending our villages and cities.
Zelensky spoke while traveling in Finland. Some experts worry it may be a false flag operation by Moscow to justify new attacks on Ukraine and possibly Zelensky himself. Once again, the Federal Reserve has raised its benchmark interest rate, taking it to 5%. The federal funds rate is what banks charge each other for overnight loans, but it sets the stage for many other interest rates, especially mortgages. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Another big school district could soon see a teacher strike. Oakland, California's public school teachers say they'll walk out tomorrow if there's no new contract. The sandwich chain Subway has been contracting. It closed nearly 600 shops last year, and it blames itself, citing outdated decor, stale menus, and all those $5 footlongs cutting into profits. Subway and its franchisees still run about 20,000 shops around the USA. Did you miss your favorite TV talk shows last night? Might have to get used to it, as a strike by TV and movie writers is underway.
Other productions like films could also be impacted depending on how long the strike lasts. The first impact is being felt by late-night talk shows that are written daily based on current events. The Late Night Show on CBS, Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC, The Tonight Show on NBC, Late Night on NBC, and Comedy Central's The Daily Show have all stopped production for now. Writers are demanding more equitable pay with the prevalence of streaming content. The last Writers Guild of America strike started in 2007, lasting 3 months. I'm Skip Kelly.
This could be the very definition of irony. The people who literally make the money aren't making as much money. The Denver Mint, maker of the coins in your pocket, says its profits are diminishing. It says the cost of making pennies and nickels is now more than it can get selling them to banks. Congress is looking at a possible relief, allowing coins to be made from cheaper metals. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protection. There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for pets and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.